folks, Nigel Ogden here with The Organist Entertains. Well, in the nicest possible way, I think the theme of today's programme can well and truly be described as ancient and modern, as we feature veteran theatre organist from Worcester, John B, and at the other end of the time scale, 17-year-old Carolyn Riddick from New Mills in Derbyshire, who gave such a fine performance at our Christmas show last December. A couple of electronic items too from Graham Hawkins, but for starters, here is Carolyn playing Sousa's stirring Liberty Bell March on the BBC theatre organ. Eager applause there for Carolyn Riddick and Liberty Bell. Graham Hawkins is an electronic organ dealer in Wolverhampton, but it's no good trying to sell them if you can't play them. Well, Graham can certainly do the latter, as you're about to hear, as he plays a song called Again on the Lowry Holiday. The people Again from Graham Hawkins on Lowry Electronic. And a very warm welcome now to that honourable citizen of the city of Worcester, John B., still playing like a trooper at the marvellous age of 85. Well, when I was down in Worcester a few weeks ago, I was invited round for morning coffee, and it was a real delight to see John looking so fit and well, due in no small measure, I'm sure, to the ministrations of his lovely wife, Janet. Well, John travelled up to our Playhouse studios early in the new year and recorded a session for us on the BBC theatre organ. And here's part of the result. A typical theatre organ heyday novelty number, Fairy on the Clock. Fairy on the Clock, John B. at the BBC Theatre Organ. Same instrument, but a change of artist now, a mere 68 years younger. Carolyn Riddick it is, playing a selection from Lionel Bart's Oliver. Thank you. Some of the hit songs from Oliver, superbly played there by Carolyn Riddick. Back to electronics now, and a classic from the pen of George Gershwin. Swonderful, played by Graham Hawkins on the Lowry Holiday.
Thank you.
Graham Hawkins and Swonderful. Now, John B. has certainly had an active and varied life in the cinema world. His earliest appointments were in the Potteries, but he became resident organist of the Gaumont Palace, Worcester, in 1935, from where he first began broadcasting. Well, John left the organ bench for the manager's office of the same theatre in 1943, and 7 years later became manager of the brand new Odeon Cinema, where he remained until his official retirement in 1962. Well, 19 years later, John is back at the console, this time with two Indian love lyrics. Thank you. John B. at the BBC Theatre Organ. Right, and now before I give you the information regarding this week's forthcoming concerts, grab hold of a piece of paper and a writing implement, because I've got a rather important telephone number to give you very shortly. OK, on to the concerts then. 3J's Gomas Hall tomorrow evening at 7.15 with Charles Horrocks. Also on Saturday at 7.30pm, a concert at Ilkley Methodist Church featuring the Bradford University Computer Organ, played by Frieda Hall and Derek Parker. Another hectic day on Sunday the 8th, with Foley Bates at the Cecil Theatre Hull at 11am, Phil Kelsall at the Granada Kingston-on-Thames at 1.30pm, and at the Odeon Sunderland at 2 o'clock, Douglas Reeve. Also on Sunday afternoon at 2.30, Arnold Loxham at the Scala Rotherham, Ron Curtis at the Regal Henley-on-Thames at 3 o'clock, and again at 2.30, John Mann reopens the ex-Gaumont Dudley 2-manual 6-rank Wurlitzer in the Peterborough Technical College. And many congratulations to the Peterborough organisation for preserving yet another fine theatre organ. Finally, I'd like to give you advance notice of a very special benefit concert which is taking place for the family of the late Harold Smart. The show will be held in the Grand Hall of the Connaught Rooms, Great Queen Street, London WC2, on Sunday, April the 26th at 2.30pm. Artists taking part include the Harry Stoneham Trio, Jerry Allen and Tony Pegler, so it promises to be a really super-do. Well, full details regarding seat prices and booking arrangements can be had from Mr. Bill Greenhill, Managing Director of Thomas Musical Instruments at Wembley. So if you'd like to be there for that rather special concert, as I'm sure many of you will, give Bill Greenhill a ring on 01-903-3081. 01-903-3081 for full details of the Harold Smart Benefit Concert. And time now for John B's final contribution for this evening, Moon River and Riding on a Rainbow. Thank you. lively performance to end with there from a very lively 85-year-old. Moon River and Riding on a Rainbow from John B. at the BBC Theatre Organ. And that's all we've time for this week. Thanks a lot for joining me for the past half hour, and I hope you can manage it again next Friday at 10:30 p.m. here on Radio 2. Until then, with thanks to my producer, Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying bye for now.